Now, the Electoral Commission has declared it is fully ready for the special voting on Monday. At least over 130,000 EC officials, media and security personnel are expected to cast their ballots during the special voting exercise. Addressing a press conference a while ago, chairperson of the EC, Jean Mensah, says the commission has concluded all preparations 72 hours to the special voting.
I'd like to mention that all voting material required to ensure the success of the special voting have been sent to each of the special voting centers in all our constituencies nationwide, and they are in adequate quantities. These materials include ballot papers, indelible ink, stamp pads, thumbprint pads, the biometric verification devices, amongst others. It's also important to note that each special voting center will be manned by 5 officials, well-trained officials of the EC, comprising the presiding officer, the name reference list officer, the verification officer, the ballot issuer for presidential, and the ballot issuer for parliamentary.
Now, still on elections, special aide and spokesperson of former President John Mahama, Joyce Bawumkari, has criticized the Electoral Commission for its failure to address ballot paper shortfalls in the Vote region. On Thursday, November 28, the EC announced that it had identified shortages in parliamentary and presidential ballot papers across several constituencies, including Keta, Ketu North, Ho Central, Hohoi and Ho West. Now, the EC has says it has put in place measures to print those shortfalls and get the ballot to the number that is needed. But speaking at the Forum for Law Students and Lawyers, Joyce Bawumkari said that these developments highlight the EC's inability to function as an independent institution.
We've been telling you people for a very, very long time that the Electoral Commission is not up to task. That they're not acting like arbiters, they're not acting like an independent body. We've always said it, that we've always suspected them of bias, especially because they have so many of these partisans currently parading as commissioners. So it is evident, and you see, I'm happy that it's not the NDC crying foul, it's not us coming to tell you that the serial numbers are wrong, it's not us saying that the budget, the ballotry shortfalls, it's not us coming to tell you that the ballots are not enough. Even at the printing houses, we are being told that they are printing more than they need. So basically, I think that the beauty of it is that everybody is now very vigilant. And at each step of the way, we have worked very hard to expose the EC. We've exposed their incompetence. We've exposed their prejudice. We've exposed their biases. Look, this is an election that the National Democratic Congress is poised to win. Whatever happens, however it happens, I know for a fact that Ghanaians are ready for change.
Well, the EC has been explaining a while ago that the shortfalls did not happen only in the Vote region, and that they have seen shortfalls in other regions as well. But they have, however, implemented measures to deal with them. Now, Joyce Bawumkari, reacting to all of that is happening at the EC, called for urgent reforms in Ghana's electoral process to remove the appointment of the EC's chairpersons to protect the integrity of future elections.
If we change the way they are appointed, if we change the way they work, if we are able to get Parliament to appoint for us or have we put out the criteria, they apply like everybody does. And if you are qualified, why not? You know, this system where the president, these are some of the things that the constitutional review amendment process is asking for. Ghanaians believe that there's too much power in the executive. And so when you have a very partisan commission and people protest and the president refuses to listen, what do you do? But if we are able to change the way the appointments are made so that anybody in any category of partisanship is not allowed even to apply, then you have actually achieved something. And that is what.
Now, still staying in the political, the election headquarters, MPP flag bearer Mahamudu Bawumia has pledged to establish a ginger processing factory in the Buem constituency during a campaign tour of the area. Addressing a crowd of enthusiastic supporters, the vice president emphasized the potential of the ginger industry to transform the region's economy. He reiterated the MPP's commitment to the One District, One Factory initiative, a flagship industrialization program aimed at decentralizing industrial development across the country. According to Dr. Bawumia, the proposed ginger factory will be part of the broader agenda to ensure that every region benefits from targeted development projects tailored to their unique economic strengths.
Me pese me be boa ikuyafo the farmers me pese agriculture eye me number one priority as a president of this country me be boa ikuyafo said ye pese ye ye ikuyajuma no uhwe area bia wo cropper area specialist in ye be boa ikuyafo with fertilizer with agricultural inputs. Also, your crop biya ye ye no ye nya processing factory for that crop. Minim se buem ha mudo ginger pa enya sa. Ginger is a major product. Ye be pija ginger farming in the district. Ne the factory aba to process the ginger for export and so on. Nananum adia ye pese mi se mi pese mi di bapa ebua ikuyafo. Usha said the yedi ifidie akoma every district say yensiesie akwan no me di ifidie akoma every district ama ikuyafo in that district yedi district agri mechanization center usha district bia na wen hwehwe afidie a omo ikuyafo no mihia eye tractor so combine harvester so planter so na odi akosi ho ama ikuyafo no need me use for their farming activity.
Well, from the Volta region, let's take you to the Ashanti region, where the Asawase constituency is often flagged as a flashpoint for electoral violence, a trend security agencies and some electorate aim to reverse. The Member of Parliament for the area, Muntaka Mubarak, is bent on changing the narrative. Before signing a peace pact, the incumbent MP did swear by God to ensure the electoral regulations are adhered to in the conduct of this year's election. Nana Yajima has more in the following report.
Over the years, the Asawase constituency has often recorded pockets of electoral violence, forcing the Regional Security Council to strengthen security in the constituency. The polls and the announcement of results often create tension between the leading political parties. Though the police have been quick to quell tensions, the Ashanti Regional Security Council is anticipating a more peaceful atmosphere in the upcoming election. Member of Parliament for Asawase, Muntaka Mubarak, made a pledge to ensure his supporters adhere to electoral laws for peace to prevail.
I have sworn not to influence any EC official. I wouldn't want them to give a support of mine, a ballot, to vote in my favor or do anything to aid my victory.
All these things, I swear by the God that created me, I won't do anything contrary to the law.
The New Patriotic Party's parliamentary candidate, Manaf Ibrahim, who is in the race for the first time, revealed deliberate steps were taken during the campaign for a peaceful process. For Joy News, Nana Yauchima Kumasi.
Well, some political parties have raised objections to the Electoral Commission's decision to appoint coalition agent to both constituency and regional coalition centres. The agent, according to the EC, are supposed to aid the constituency and regional returning officers in the coalition of results. The EC made this known to the political parties at an inter-party advisory committee IPAC meeting today. But the political parties are raising objection to the move. James Avergy is joining me via Zoom with details. James, so, I mean, what did the parties say to this reason given by the EC?
Decision to do this appointment, what according to them is on the back of their measures they are enhancing to make sure that we get credible results at the end of the election. Now, this coalition officers, according to them, are supposed to complement the works of the returning officers at both the a constituency and regional levels. Mm. They say that they'll be computing the results with an Excel sheet, while the returning officers will be doing same with manually. At the end of the day, the two of them will compare their data, and if there are any discrepancies, they sort it out so that what comes to your head office of the Electoral Commission would be credible. That's the reason they've been given. But the NDC, as well as the GCPP, rep for the GCPP, as well as aide to Alan Kojo-Chiramanteng, have disagreed with the EC. They feel that this is in contravention with the Electoral Commission's own CI 127, which says that this must be done in consultation with the political parties, which they say they have not been informed about, for which reason they are objecting to the EC's appointment of these persons to be part of the officials who man the elections.
Mm-hmm. All right, grateful to you. But I mean, so all the parties disagreed with them, or there were some parties who were on the side of the EC?
Well, for those of them who spoke on the subject, they have disagreed. For the NPP, they feel that some of these things should be left to the Electoral Commission, especially as we are asking them to come out with a credible result. Whatever the EC measures they will put in place to get those credible results for us, we should leave them to that. The issue about the printing of some ballot papers to add up to the shortfalls that have been reported, the EC said, they have detected this themselves, and so urging the general public to do away with whatever political party will want to bring up a mischief out of this to paint a bad picture about the Electoral Commission. They say this is not the first time, and the political parties are in the known. And so all of these matters have been addressed today. The parties have gone home. What they are looking forward to is a full list of the officials who will be manning the election, for the Electoral Commission to come out with that list as we head into the election on December 7th.
Great. All right. That's James Avegi there. Now, from that, the National Chairman of the Council of Elders of the National Democratic Congress, Alhaji Mahama Idrisu, has stated the NDC will work to ensure that all the 11 parliamentary seats in the region are won by the party. He said the party is unsatisfied about its performance in the last election, ceding 3 seats to the MPP. He said they will work to ensure that all persons who have the tendency to vote skirt and blouse are brought to the fold of the party for total victory in the December poll. Speaking at a ceremony where he handed over food items to the party, he said the issue of skirt and blouse is alien to the politics and must be discouraged. Join News Upper West Regional correspondent Rafiq Salam reports from WA.
National Chairman of the Council of Elders of the National Democratic Congress, Alhaji Mahama Idrisu, stated that the party in the Upper West region has set out an agenda of not only winning massively the presidential votes, but winning all 11 parliamentary seats in the region as well. The NDC currently holds 8 out of the 11 parliamentary seats in the region. Despite reports of some party members bent on voting for the party's presidential candidate and ditching the party's parliamentary candidates, he opined that it is alien to politics and will not be allowed to succeed in the region.
And in terms of NDC, the Upper West is number one. And we are targeting all 11 constituencies this time. Inshallah, we shall win.
Alhaji Mahama Idrisu, who led Accra-based Wallah businessman Alhaji Isa Said to donate the food items to the party that comprised of 1,000 bags of rice, cooking oil, and mackerel, tells the party to ensure that they are used for the intended purpose.
So we brought some foodstuff here to support our party, and we have 1,000 bags of rice, 1,000 of mackerel, and 1,000 cooking oil, so that our people at the polling station will sit there 24 hours.
Upper West Regional Chairman of the NDC, Abdul Nasir Sani Bonas, who received the items on behalf of the party, pledged to ensure that they are sent to the appropriate quarters for use.
I want to thank Alhaji for this timely intervention. It will go a long way to support us on the D-Day.
Reporting for Joy News, Rafiq Salam.
And this is still the Joy News Prime. We'll take a break here. We'll be back with more. Please do stay with us. Head to the polls, and parties and candidates are campaigning in full swing to solidify their grounds. Prince Kwame Kuduga brings you some light moment from the final laps of the campaign trail.
Week, President Akufo-Addo himself was all out campaigning for his vice president, insisting he has a stake in the elections.
The former president says that this contest is between him and Bawumia. I should keep out of it. I don't understand whether he means I'm no longer a citizen of Ghana or what. But I should keep out of it. I am not going to keep quiet today, and I'm not going to keep quiet tomorrow.
President Akufo-Addo also has this to say about why John Mahama should not be president again.
So there's a reason why he's the only one of the people who did not get a second term. And yet by accident. It is by design. No, Unipa, Yamakin will fail. Yakwako Fanabu. Hey, Era Mahama, do so.
I expect that when MPP is telling lies, they'll leave it to the younger ones and the junior ones to do. But when the senior ones like Nana Akufo-Addo says that Dumso was not solved before we came. If you lie, you will not go to heaven. At his age, he should be preparing his soul for heaven, so he should stop lying.
That was NDC flag bearer John Dramani Mahama, but President Akufo-Addo wasn't happy. He has a sharp reply.
Saying that in 2016, I came to power, I came to office by telling lies to the Ghanaian people. What are the lies I told? Dumso was my making. I lied about Dumso. Ladies trying to find a way to excuse himself for his abysmal failure in 2016. He should find another thing, another story to tell.
Well, MPP running mate Matthew Opoku-Perempe has his shot. And of course, you know the target, John Dramani Mahama.
3 weeks ago, he went to campaign in Western Region, in Zema, Pebua. He saw a guy coming. Also, I'm here about the next year in the tunnel, next year the MP. See, look at the infatuation about asses. See, we share, you know, or to share, you know, who said the MP don't take the tunnel. Is this the power person you want to lead your country?
But Nepo has this advice for university students.
Even for the students who like party like myself, we just did it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What the class now would I chill in the end. If you don't chill, if you are in university and you don't chill, you have missed your last chance of chilling.
Well, you want to know the prayer President Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo was got answers on December 7th. Your guess may be good. As mine.
Also for big cross on the old bomb pie say, who do them who are Mahama Krabbe to him about me. Was in the pie book, I say, I don't know. When you say, Bebem, I'm CEO, Mate. Bemwa, MF.
The next 8 days promises to be interesting, keeping us all on our toes. Prince Kwame Kuduga's report for Joy News.
Well, the Free Senior High School program is once again at the center of a heated political debate between the MPP and the NDC. This time, the controversy has made its way into academia, with university lecturers openly taking sides based on their political persuasion. And at the University of Cape Coast School of Business conference room, two groups of academics held separate press conferences to share their views on the policy. Central Regional Correspondent Eric Asante has more in the following report.
The first group, known as University Lecturers for Free SHS, in their press conference held at the University of Cape Coast School of Business Conference Hall, situated their message on three thematic areas. The group chronicled statements from the NDC suggesting the party was against the Free SHS policy. Professor Isaac Boydie, a dean of the University of Professional Studies, is the convener of the group.
A President Mahama on the 9th November, November 25th, 2017, stated, Alasulala Free SHS will fail. With all these pronouncements against Free SHS, how would anyone convince Ghanaians that a former President Mahama will be a better manager of this same policy?
The lecturers who declared their support for the NPP government urged voters to vote for Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia to safeguard the Free SHS policy.
As university lecturers, we pledge our unwavering support for this initiative and commit to advocating for its protection and improvement. Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia is poised to win the December 7th, 2024 general election.
But the remarks have drawn sharp criticism from another group of academics who also held a press conference at the same venue. They are known as the University Lecturers for Improved Free SHS. The Professor George K.T. Odro-led group accused their colleagues of partisan bias and called on voters to evaluate political promises rather than rely on what they describe as distorted narratives.
These distortions, ladies and gentlemen, in our educational sector wouldn't have reached a stage where Chas would describe the situation as a ticking time bomb if the NPP had heeded the caution by the experienced visionary leader, His Excellency John Dramani Mahama, that if he had even 2 billion cedis to spend, he won't spend all on Free SHS.
As the election draw closer, the Free SHS policy remains a central issue, dividing not only political parties, but also sections of academia. From the University of Cape Coast School of Business Conference Room, my name is Eric Asante for Joy News.
Well, from toy gun craze halted by the police, now to honking vuvuzelas and inflating balloons on the streets, the euphoria of the Christmas festivities is fast catching up in the Ashanti region's capital, Kumasi. Young people who are caught up in what they describe as a fun activity say it is a stress reliever from the country's economic hardships with its mental health implications, while others eagerly anticipate massive jubilations after the elections. Traders are already cashing in on the new craze as sales of the toys boom ahead of the Yuletide. Emmanuel Bright Kweku gauged the mood in the Central Business District and the impact of the elections on trading in our reports.
It's almost sunset at the Central Business District of Kumasi, with traders readying themselves to end the day's trading activities. But an unusual sight in the market is a recent unannounced and indiscriminate honking of vuvuzelas at the market. Its source, the PZ Lane at the business district. Under these packs of umbrella shirts are young, vibrant men engaged in the sale and swapping of mobile phones. It all began with a toy gun craze. But the boys were cautioned against the security threats as at least 26 persons were rounded up by the police. They have, however, found a new fun activity to excite themselves and distress after the hard day's work.
We like to enjoy ourselves. Sometimes the market is bad, so this is what we do to distress. This is also helping people realize the election is just a game.
The new craze is a ripe market for its vendors, even ahead of their usual peak of sales during the Xmas season.
We are 25, we are 20, we are 15. In case we are Panasa, 10 cities.
Joyce sells some of the now most sought after toys at the Edu market. She's making huge profits from what she says was initially a slow market.
Toys, in fact,
when you go to the PZ Lane, you'd realize a lot of vendors are switching to the toys. We've really bought a lot of these toys to sell. The market is also booming. With an election fast approaching, the Yuletide is setting in early for some revelers in Kumasi.
Come to Kumasi, the Ashanti region is tight. We will celebrate the Christmas regardless of the outcome of the elections.
For the youth year, December in Kumasi will definitely be a riveting experience. While the traders here also cash in. From here at PZ in Edum Kumasi, my name is Emmanuel Rice Creek.
The Joy FM Safari Valley Echo Tour has wrapped up its third edition. Leaving students rooted in environmental consciousness and budding with eco-savvy skills. From learning the golden 3 hours of reduce, reuse, and recycle to exploring the lush electric car haven of Safari Valley, the Echo Tour is sowing seeds of sustainability among Ghana's youth. My colleague Jacqueline Ansuma Yeboah has a wrap of this week's edition.
Ghana faces significant environmental challenges, including deforestation, plastic pollution, and poor waste management, which threaten natural resources and biodiversity. Initiatives like the Joy FM Safari Eco Valley Tour is a vital step towards addressing these issues by educating the next generation on the importance of protecting the environment. This third Eco Tour brought together 100 extra young minds, adding to the 380 students who participated in the previous editions.
It's a very good question. So the omnivorous birds feeds on some of the fingerlings as well.
The young participants gained hands-on experience in environmental sanitation and waste management, guided by the environment officer Joy Hansen, who broke down the difference between organic and inorganic waste.
Let's move here real quick. It's the organic and inorganic waste. I saw it earlier. I was with my colleague and she just dumped something in one of the bins. Then I asked her, which of them is the organic and the inorganic? And I mean, we're both trying to battle it out. But then for myself and our audiences right now, just take us plus the students, because at the end of the day, it's expected that these young students would be eco champions, learn how to conserve the environment, know waste, sustainable means and etc. and all that. So Joy, kindly take us through that. I mean, a demonstrative bit. I know some of them have plastics and other stuff that they want to dispose of, so that we know the difference between these.
Okay, so hold the microphone. Okay, so when it comes to organics are waste that can be biodegradable, so they can biodegrade by themselves. And then inorganics are the plastics. When they are in the soil for more than 30 years, they are still going to be the same. So they don't biodegrade by themselves, but with organic they do.
The Safari Valley team also walked the talk, showcasing their eco-friendly practices like banning fuel-powered cars to cut emissions and keep their space a green sanctuary.
Over the car park, all the cars that emit fuel, that's the fuel combusting cars, are all kept at the car park. The car park can take up to 250 cars around that side. We only allow the electric cars into the resort to reduce the emissions we make inside. That's for sustainable purposes and also conservation. Most of our species here are introduced. If we allow most of these fuel combusting cars into the resort, pollution will be on a higher rate. And also for the health of our guests. The health of our guests is very paramount to us. We ensure that when they come here, they leave the pollution in the cities and then enjoy a fresh and serene environment in the resort.
Students couldn't hide their excitement sharing what they learned and how they'll take the lessons home.
You guys have had fun, right?
Yeah.
Aisha, you had fun?
Yeah.
What was your favorite part?
My favorite part is the Aryan camp.
Wildebeest. Oh, wildebeest? Yeah. Why the wildebeest?
I like it.
You like it?
Yes.
So you're coming back here to see the wildebeest?
Yeah.
And it wasn't just the students who were thrilled. One of the event sponsors, Roberta Akwe from Albury Microfinance, said the initiative is a powerful investment in the next generation of eco leaders.
So it's been very exciting, very educative for the kids. And we being a part of this program, as in we sponsoring the program, it perfectly aligns with our corporate social responsibility, and the environment is very dear to the institution as a whole.
As the curtain closes on this week's edition, one thing is certain. These young eco enthusiasts are ready to turn their lessons into action, ensuring a sustainable future for all. Jacqueline and Sumaya Boy's report read to you.
We'll take a break here, but still ahead, you know, the princess herself will be here with Showbiz, please. You stay.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.